In the headlines, a political scientist urges politicians to be cautious about accepting gifts from private organizations. The NUPW wants better terms of employment for its membership. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists says poor wages remain a major concern for the sector. And the former Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Basdeo Pandey, is dead. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Political scientist Deveron Bruce is urging politicians to be more cautious when accepting gifts by private entities for charitable causes. Weighing in on the disclosure of a cheque that was made payable to Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw to assist with her charitable efforts, Mr. Bruce believes there needs to be distance between politicians and private organizations.
What I would say is that the response is somewhat reasonable. It's something that she has engaged with or engaged on several occasions. But I think that a minister in her seniority and a minister who would be familiar with the nature of politics in Barbados, for instance, there's certainly a need for far more caution and there's certainly a need for a change in procedure. There's definitely a need for more distance between political actors and I would say the private sector. So I think a simple solution, quite frankly, could have been a separate account, the opening of a charity, for instance, that would accept these types of donations and charitable donations, and that now creates the barrier that's necessary between the public space and the private space.
The political scientist also stated this should be a lesson for others.
It ought to be a learning lesson. It ought not to be just a situation regarding Minister Bradshaw. Persons in public life now need to become far more familiar with what the spirit and really the letter of the law says regarding the integrity of public life bill. And we have to create just a new space of operating when it comes to, again, public individuals and how they interact in the private space. And I think it really has to be a learning lesson for everyone involved going forward, that some distance needs to be created between private individuals, or rather public individuals and private individuals.
Political scientist Deveron Bruce. The National Union of Public Workers wants to see improved terms of employment for their members. The call was made by President of the NUPW, Kimberly Agard, during her New Year's message.
There are still many employees working on fixed-term contracts with less than secure employment status, something we will look to change in 2024. Another concern we faced was that some individuals, despite this new accord, were experiencing being paid late, as well as instances and situations where employees have had to endure conditions that were unacceptable and unfit for a productive work environment. One of the terms within the new 2023 salary accord was agreed that there will be job evaluations in the public sector. The NUPW looks forward to an urgent response in 2024 with regards to the commencement of the job evaluation exercises.
Ms. Agard echoed calls for greater transparency with information presented to the union and workers.
The process of reform is made more difficult and uncertain when there are long periods between notifications and consultations regarding the proposed and potential changes. We remain steadfast that the process for our transition should be focused and oriented around the people, and that 2024 ushers in a change in the approach of the principal agents in these identified statutory state enterprises.
President of the NUPW, Kimberly Agard. Poor wages remain a concern for local artists, despite an active year for the entertainment sector. President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, BACA, Colin Spencer, says last year saw more artists obtaining jobs within the tourism sector, but the ongoing issue of payment continues to be a challenge. He's calling for an improvement in wages, especially for those working in the hotel sector.
The year for creatives, musicians and entertainers in particular, wasn't a bad one. I think the rebound from COVID was quite good. A number of musicians and entertainers are back out working on the hotel circuit. In relation to wages, though, that's an ongoing issue. The wages haven't been increased in a number of years. You know, individuals have contacted me and others from our organization with the complaints are the same as they were for a number of years. The most burning issue seems to be the wait in between work and the collection of checks that needs to be started, because the majority of those persons who are true professional musicians and entertainers, when that's all you do for a living, then you shouldn't have to wait like a month to get paid.
Mr. Spencer believes there is a critical need for a payment structure to be implemented that will act as a benchmark for how artists are paid.
There are really no set prices anywhere. And I think that has been the challenge in getting a wage increase, because different properties at different locations, they do their own thing. There needs to be a coming together of both creatives and the hotel owners or managers to have this thing structured. It's either the fee is charged based on the type of hotel, but hours also factor in. I think that this backup, we have begun to get the type of recognition at a national level, so therefore that will work better in terms of getting structured pay organized. It is critical, especially for those who are now coming out of BCC or who are now seeking to become full-time professionals.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Colin Spencer. The Democratic Labour Party says they intend to place more focus on dealing with social issues that affect women. It comes from the party's chair of the Democratic League of Women, Melissa Savory-Gittins, who highlighted the need for assistance for single mothers as she cited the lack of employment opportunities for them. In their New Year's message, Ms. Gittins called for renewed support for women in Barbados.
The Democratic Labour Party and the League of Women is of the view that these current harsh economic times require a renewed advocacy for our women and girls, to draw state and public attention to what is required if we are to see positive changes towards their development. We will ensure that the human rights of women and girls across Barbados remain one of our key priority areas for 2024 by creating solutions to issues affecting women. The entire society will definitely be positively impacted.
Ms. Savory-Gittins wants more opportunities to be made available for women for their development.
More importantly, we believe 2024 should bring with it increased opportunities to create, sustain mental health awareness and educational platforms. Educating people about these challenges, which are currently constantly being overlooked. A new year brings with it promises, hope and vision. Consequently, we can assure you that our organization will be working in earnest to advocate for the rights of women and girls in all the significant areas which impact their lives and our lives.
Chair of the Democratic League of Women of the Democratic Labour Party, Melissa Savory-Gittins. Three babies were born on New Year's Day at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The only baby boy was delivered at 8:55 a.m., weighing 6 pounds and 9 ounces. Two baby girls born first delivered at 8:45 a.m., weighing 7 pounds, while the second baby was delivered at 9:35 a.m., weighing 8 pounds and 4 ounces. Basdey Opande, the former Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, is dead. Mr. Pandey was the former political leader of the United National Congress, UNC, and died on New Year's Day. His death was confirmed by his daughter, Michaela Pandey, via social media. Top stories in the latest. Political scientist urges politicians to be cautious about accepting gifts from private organizations. The NUPW wants better terms of employment for its membership, and BACA, the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, says poor wages remain a major concern for the sector. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.